great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, who's expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings all year round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available in Farmington at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street. Also in Aztec at San Juan Health Partners Family Medicine at 120 Llano Street. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. But let me turn to my guest who is here with me this morning in the studio, and I'll just say this once because I could just say it all morning long. No fooling.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Lee Zeldes is here from the Community Learning Center downstairs here at San Juan College. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. What are you doing to celebrate April Fool's Day?
You know, I'm trying to be on guard. I'm really trying to not be fooled. And so it's been hard not to reshare things I've already seen this morning on Facebook before I think, wait a minute.
Yeah. You're the media. We need to trust you.
Well, you do. So that's why I'm letting everyone know that everything we're talking about today is true.
Absolutely.
There is a kids' college.
No lies. There is a kids' college,
Virginia.
You do
spell it with a K.
We do.
And it's going to be here this summer once again.
We are looking forward to it, Scott. Always a pleasure to come talk to you about the things that we have going on.
Thank you, Liesl. And again, I mentioned you're right downstairs. Makes you sound like you're in a dungeon, but you're really not. You have the Community Learning Center office on the lower level here at San Juan College.
That's exactly right, in the West Classroom Complex. And we are easily accessible. We are open right now. So if you get a hankering after you hear us talk to jump in your car, we are ready to serve you.
See, there you go. So that's how you can do it, everybody. And just go check things out. And the phone number, if folks are listening and they're just raring to call?
505-566-3214. And probably more importantly, Scott, as you read aloud off all of your ways they can connect with you,
right?
Probably the best, if you want to follow along with us this morning, is to hop online and pull up our schedule at sanjuancollege.edu/kidscollege with two Ks.
There you go. And we're showing it to our viewers who are watching us right now online. You can see the address and the phone number right there. And we'll be going through kind of the catalog of all the classes and activities that you have offered. So I'll be showing that to our viewers as well. So if you're not online and can get to a screen, that may be the better way to watch the show today.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So as usual, plenty of stuff to choose from, right?
That's exactly right.
And the schedule is the same as it has been several weeks over the summer with a break around the 4th of July.
You are good, Scott. You know, we do this often enough.
I try.
Yeah, I think I try to remember. You can come downstairs and work anytime you want to answer the phone and help our customers.
Okay. Well,
just let putting me, that open, yeah.
Let me know. I do have this commitment this morning at 8, but, you know,
yeah.
After 9, maybe I can come down for a few hours. You never know.
So
but that's true.
We do. We have this year it's going to fall that we have 3 weeks in June, take a week off for July 4th, and then 4 weeks in July after that. And we're not starting until June 10th this year because school doesn't let out until after Memorial Day for the Farmington Municipal Schools. So giving a little bit of time there to catch our breath and get ready to serve you.
Okay.
And you can come see us for all 7 weeks or just 1 week at a time.
Very good. And those are all kind of explained in the, what are we calling it, catalog? What are we calling it this year?
The schedule.
The schedule.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm making it fancier than it may be. So,
yeah, that's okay.
But the schedule's out, and it's been out for a while now. People may have seen it, right?
That's exactly right. It is going to be hitting the San Juan County Kids publication that Ashley Ritter does.
Right.
So if you get that at home from your coming home from your kids from school, you can look for that this week. It's also going to be mailed out to our past participants this week, so be looking for that in your mailbox. But if you want to get right on it, we have currently had 259 registrations so far.
Wow.
There are no classes that are close to being full. And usually it's about mid-April when we start to see full classes, but I never know.
Sure.
So if you've got one class that you've got your heart set on, come see us sooner in the next couple of weeks rather than waiting until, you know, mid-May.
Right.
Because by mid-May, we will see some full classes.
All right. Just keep an eye out for our intrepid outdoorsman who's on the cover of your schedule this year.
That's exactly right. And one of the things that I want to highlight as we're talking,
sure, you know,
our tagline is where learning meets fun. And
right,
I think that photo embodies that, you know, we want kids to be active, to get out, to do things to enrich their thinking, their passions, and we've got a wide variety of classes, as we always do.
Definitely. And you're always sneaky about that with your instructors, because you're always, it's a fun class or fun activity or fun camp, but the kids are learning something too.
That's exactly right.
At the same time. So.
And sometimes, you know, if you think about it as the kind of learning that happens in school, but with that extra dose of fun. So we've got your PE class, we've got art class, we've got music class, we've got home ec, but we expect you to have a little different spin on it. So it may be cooking at Hogwarts, for example, or we've
right,
got a cooking with books that's not only Harry Potter, but a lot of other themes coming out in that. So
inspired by books. You're not putting books in a pot on a stove.
Happy April 1st.
Right.
There you go.
Happening.
There's your, yeah.
There it is. See?
There,
okay.
You got it in there somewhere, Scott.
Clarification. I just want people to understand.
Exactly.
But inspired by books, which could be a lot of different things, as you mentioned. So
that's exactly right.
That sounds great. So where should we start in our catalog as you look through the schedule? Pardon me.
So newsman that you are, I was expecting the first question to be, what's new?
Of course.
And there are two exciting things that I want to tell people about. And you're on the right page there, Scott.
Okay.
That one is that we are partnering with our new makerspace here on the San Juan College campus. It's called The Big Idea. And let me give the two-minute elevator speech for a makerspace. What a makerspace is a membership space that you can join, much like you would join a gym to go work out. But at the makerspace, there's all sorts of cool equipment to make and do. And there's some pretty impressive...
Very cool equipment, that's right.
Exactly. There's one space that has more of the industrial equipment. That's not open to minors. There's another space that has a smaller room that has a lot of equipment that is open to minors. That includes things like a 3D printer, a laser cutter. There's some drones in that space, electronics equipment, sewing machines. So we've got classes.
You had me at drones, Liesl D's. You had me right there. That's the one. Okay.
All right. And so we've designed some classes that are outside of the normal way that we do kids' college, partly because the makerspace is a little different kind of entity. So students who are 12 and up can become members of the makerspace with a family membership. So they
okay,
need an adult to be there with them. But great thing to do with your 12-year-old, your 14-year-old.
Sure.
And so our classes are designed to be lead-ins to see if you want to do membership in this. Give your teen a chance to see, oh, is this cool? Or maybe they say, okay, Mom, one morning was enough.
Right.
But if we had you at drones, Scott, I bet we're going to...
I'd be signed up. I'd have a lifetime membership.
Exactly.
See
so,
how it works? That's
so,
right.
So these are all shorter classes. One morning, two mornings. Our sewing class is 1 week, but most of these are shorter kind of classes.
Okay. And so I see, so for yourself is one of them on the schedule, and that's one you're talking about, right?
Exactly.
But you're actually using these machines, these computerized sewing machines, I guess is for lack of a better term, at the makerspace.
They have some more high-tech things to them, and our instructor is planning to do a lot of shorter projects in this so that you can kind of see some cool things
right,
here and decide if sewing's your thing and you want to come back. And Scott, I'm going to do a quick little shout out that we have also planned some similar classes to these for adults that we're going to be running just in the next couple of weeks now. We kind of put them up on the schedule and getting the word out about those. So
okay,
if you say, we don't have drones, sorry, but
oh,
if you
right,
say 3D printing, laser cutter, ooh, cool. We
you
do
can,
have some things designed for adults,
for
too.
For adults, too. Okay.
Yep.
Well, good to know. So that's one with the sewing machines. I'm looking at other vinyl design. Is there, too?
Yep. Laser engraver cutter, beginning basic and intermediate 3D printing, electronics, all the kind of things that I just talked about the makerspace having.
Okay.
So cool stuff.
And again, it's all using or getting access to these machines at the makerspace to kind of see how that is done. And are the students actually making something that they can take home after the class?
Exactly.
So there you go. And the sewing could be an elaborate embroidery thing or something, I would assume, that may be able to be taught.
So
with the computer?
I imagine that the instructor will kind of work with their interests and their passions as well as connecting with what the
stitching.
With what the machines can do.
Yeah.
But learning some basic skills there too, you know.
Right.
And that's part of the idea of these classes is that, you know, rather than just saying, oh, let's get you a membership and join the makerspace, let's teach you a little bit about what the big idea has to offer.
True.
And see if this is a good fit for your teenager.
And again, it could be something that sparks a lot more interest for a career pathway. You never know.
Exactly. And for creativity. And that's what the makerspace is about. It's about creating things, giving our community opportunities to bring ideas to reality. And I will say that the ages are a little bit different. I mentioned that 12 and up is the baseline for the big idea. And up to 17 in these classes. So normally we don't see 15 to 17-year-olds in kids' college, but for this we are opening it up to 16, 17-year-olds as well because we think that can appeal to them. You had me at drones.
I will, right? Exactly. So there you go. Well, that's something that folks should be paying attention to, and it's right at the beginning of the schedule to see all the classes that are going to be offered there for that age group.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
The other new thing that I want to let you know about is not necessarily a class, but it is a new opportunity. Scott, if you look at what we offer for kids' college and you look around at other communities, you go to big cities, you go across the country, and I think you'll find that our prices for these are a bargain. That things are very reasonably priced. Many classes are $39 for 10 hours of instructional time. So if you shop around, you'll see that there's a good deal. That saying that, we know that there are members of our community for whom $39 is not a viable option, or the $159 for Super Summer STEM Camp is not something that they can afford. And Scott, I most often hear this from teachers. I hear teachers say to me, and have for a number of years, that they have the student who loves manga, for example, or who would is totally into climbing, and they would love to see them have the opportunity of kids' college. So we're doing something about that this year, and we have scholarships available. Back in December, we put on a dance review. The college has long done a dance review for credit and non-credit classes. This year, we got sponsorship for that. We had an admission charge to it, and now we have a kids' college scholarship fund.
Hey, cool.
And our main sponsor on that was Big Red Tool, but also Zymes Four Corner, the San Juan County Kids, Graph Orthodontics, and the Head Shops. So
Big
shout out and thank you to those contributors, as well as to the hundreds of people who attended the dance review and helped kick off this new initiative.
And that review are students who've taken previous Encore and Community Learning Center classes performing, right?
Exactly, as well as credit classes here at San Juan College.
Nice.
So we turned something that we already have into an opportunity to benefit our community, and those are new scholarships.
There you go. So folks who want to, they can apply for these scholarships for their children, for
kids'
college?
Yep. And we're doing it in two ways. For the scholarships for most of our classes at $39, we're asking people to write a submission. If your child is not writing yet, you know, we do offer 4 to 5 year old classes that may be a parent-driven kind of, or parent-involved kind of thing to get them to do an application. And then for some of our bigger opportunities, like the Super Summer STEM Camp, we are asking for teacher recommendations on that. So if teachers have those students that they think, oh, this would be an amazing opportunity, so we want to encourage that.
Okay. And is there a deadline or anything? And sooner the better for these types of things, you think, Liesl?
May. And having said that, I know the sooner the better truly is, but we won't be deciding these until May.
Okay.
And it's well into May.
Right.
You got me, Scott.
That's
what's
okay.
The exact date?
That's all right. Yeah. But as long as folks know probably to get working on that if they have to get letters or what have you, but to know that this opportunity exists for summer – would be a great way to plan and get those in. You still have a couple of months, it sounds like.
That's exactly right. And the forms are on our website at sanjuancollege.edu/kidscollege.
There you go, with two Ks.
You got it.
Okay. All right. What else? You mentioned Super Summer STEM Camp, which I know is very popular.
It is. This is our fourth year for Super Summer STEM Camp. And I describe all of Kids College as a combination of learning and fun. I describe this camp as that concept on steroids. It's super learning, it's super fun, and it has been a great experience. We specifically designed this camp to be a little more appealing to working families, working parents. So we have early drop-off. You can drop off your child as early as 7:45. Camp actually begins at 9, but for that hour and 15 minutes, they are supervised, having fun out on the lawn in front of Henderson. And when we had smoke last year, we moved inside, and you know we will have that
smoke
from pre-care.
The fire.
Smoke from the fire,
right, gotcha.
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
So but this is a supervised activity
exactly.
For that first hour and 15 minutes.
That's exactly right.
If parents want to do that, or they can drop their kids off anytime before 9.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And then they can be with us until 3 o'clock for the Super Summer STEM Camp. The camp actually runs from 9 to 3.
Okay.
It's ages 6 to 11. And this year, we're working around themes of various inventors, inventors, scientists, mathematicians. But you know, that may sound like, oh, inventors. Well, the people we're talking about are Albert Einstein, Galileo, Steve Jobs, Leonardo da Vinci, Marie Curie, Nikola Tesla, and Sally Ride.
Okay.
So you're talking space, you're talking creativity, you're talking technology, you're talking energy, lots of different fun themes this summer that I think are going to be really lively and really engaged hands-on learning.
I would think so. And again, these tend to sell out, I think, right? These fill up pretty quickly, do they not?
You know, what we've experienced in the past couple of years is that some weeks are full.
Okay.
And some weeks are not.
Oh, okay.
So some weeks we have a waiting list. Some weeks we have, usually it's two or three openings left in the camp. So
gotcha.
If you want to be with us all 7 weeks, you know, don't delay in signing up so that you make sure that you get into that.
Right. And you mentioned that this is designed for working families. And so even though the camp ends at 3:10 or so, kids could sign up for an additional Kids College class from that 3 to 5.
Ding, 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 ding.
To fill up the whole day if you needed to,
that's
right?
Exactly right. So you add another Kids College class on top of that, and that would go from 3:10 to 5, and then you pick up your student at 5 o'clock at the end of the day. And we move them from the Super Summer STEM Camp to another class.
What other class are going to take.
Exactly. And then they can pick anything from the schedule.
Right. And that works for all Kids College classes too, right? If a kid is signed up for a couple of classes, you always transport them or help supervise their transport across campus to their next activity or class.
That's exactly right. So when you have two back-to-back classes from 1 to 2:50 and 3:10 to 5, or when most of the classes take place, we spend that 20 minutes in between classes transporting 100 kids or so across campus and getting them to the next right class.
Okay, very good. That's just one of the camps you're having this summer,
that is.
Right?
And one more thing about transporting is that if you don't want to do Super Summer STEM Camp, but you do want an all-day experience, we have morning classes, and then we will watch your child during lunch. We ask people to bring lunch mm-hmm. with them. We take them down to Mary's Kitchen, hang out there, and then they go to an afternoon class.
So you can help do that all summer, all during Kids College.
Exactly.
Basically, right?
All summer long.
All summer long.
Yeah.
You've got the staff ready to go.
We do.
Okay. That's just one camp, as I mentioned, but you've got a couple others that we want to talk about too, right?
We do. We do have a couple of free camps, thanks to the generosity of our community. BHB Billiton Youth Camp has been going on for a number of years now, and this has been a highly successful camp for sixth graders and seventh graders. So there's 1 week for people who have completed the sixth grade, 1 week for students who have completed the seventh grade. It's a taste of college. And Elaine Benally from San Juan College West has done an amazing job putting together a lineup of engaging experiences all across campus. So she really exposes kids to a lot of different topics, helps spark their interest in different items, and then they share what they've learned at the end of the week. So that is a free camp. It does have an application process to it, and there are 2 weeks, one for sixth graders and one for seventh graders.
Okay. great opportunity.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of the kids have loved being a part of that, too. We had an opportunity to be a part of it a couple years ago. So
awesome.
It's always fun to be able to see what the kids have learned at the end of that week.
That's exactly right.
Very good. And that's not just all, right? You have another free camp.
We do. Right across the page
Okay. Is
the Hillcore Summer Energy Camp. We've been doing the Summer Energy Camp for a number of years, and Hillcore has become our sponsor this year, and we are very grateful for their support on that. And this is an exposure to the energy field. It's for 12 to 15-year-olds, and we want this to be a combination of hands-on, engaged, active learning, as well as understanding career opportunities. And one of the things that we've heard from students who've taken this camp is, now I understand what my family does. I understand what I see out on the landscape all the time. Having a better understanding of the energy issues that are a strong part of our local economy, and connecting that to the scientific concepts that you learn in school, having a better understanding of the energy industry as it relates to ideas.
Sure, exactly. That makes a lot of sense. So those are both free, both those camps that we've talked about.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And the Hillcore Summer Energy Camp does not have a application process. You just sign up for that. And again, 12 to 15-year-olds on that one.
Okay. And again, if you have any questions about what we're talking about, you can always call the office and find and ask that question or get an answer. Or again, we're looking at the schedule that is online at samhaincollege.edu/kidscollege with two K's.
You got it.
And the phone number is 566-3214.
Scott, you're ready to come downstairs.
There you go. I'll keep that open.
Yeah.
If I need a career change here, we'll see how it goes. But so far, so good.
Happy April 1st.
That's right. Moving along. What else we got planned? You've got all kinds of things. You've got classes at both Semo College East and West.
That's exactly right. We are very grateful for both of those campuses opening up their doors in the summertime. And we try to offer things that we hear from our community that they want. So at Semo College East, we've got a number of painting classes this summer. And the instructor for that is from Aztec and has been teaching there before. You can take one of these weeks or you can take multiple weeks. And those classes are also offered on the main campus. And I know when she proposed the classes to me, her name is Glenna Hill Malcolm, and her idea was to progress through the summer. Well, we know that our students kind of bounce in and out of the summer.
Sure, they have other plans, other trips, maybe with the family, who knows?
Exactly. And so we want to be friendly and open to that. So if you want to come for 1 week with us, great. And if you want to come for 5 or 6 weeks with us, that's fabulous, too.
Okay. And, of course, San Juan College East is in Aztec on South Ash Street. And then San Juan College West is over in Kirtland on County Road 6500.
Scott, you know all sorts of things.
I'm just reading off of the schedule. I really can't say that it's all in my head like you have it. Legal days, but thank you.
Well, what we're doing at San Juan College West this time is offering our Safe Sitter class. We have that here on the main campus as well as in Kirtland. And this has been a positive class for us. And I will do a quick shout out, too, that we have this scheduled for April. Actually, it's for next Saturday and then again for May. So if you don't want to wait until summer, you don't have to. But the curriculum of Safe Sitter is designed to help young people, and it is specifically for ages 11 through 14. It's for young people in grades 6 to 8, and you have to be 11 in order to take that. That's a requirement from Safe Sitter. Safe Sitter offers these classes across the country. They've been doing this for years. They've got a curriculum with safety in mind and have some real success stories of kids saving other kids' lives, doing things to help each other, to generate some income for them.
Right. It gives them that training to kind of know, I guess, what to do, right? If you are a babysitter and something happens, or just what is all entailed in taking on that responsibility.
That's exactly right.
So that's great. And again, if someone's considering doing that, having that Safe Sitter certification is a selling point.
That's exactly right. Good to show that you have that when you go out to solicit babysitting jobs.
That's right. There you go. So that's happening at San Juan College West. Will you also be having classes here too? You mentioned you have some soon as well.
Yes. And all of those are one-day classes. So we have it this coming Saturday. We have it a Saturday in May. And then during kids' college, we have it for various days. We try to do it more towards the beginning of the summer that if kids want to babysit over the summer, they have that opportunity.
They're ready to go. Okay.
Exactly.
We'll keep going, Liesl Dees, and let's see what else we have to talk about here from the kids' college schedule here, which will be starting, at the early June.
That's exactly right, June 10th. So the great cover photo that we have this year is actually from one of last year's field trips where we had partnered with Chaco Canyon. This year, we're not going to Chaco, but we are going to Salmon Ruins, and we are thrilled to have an opportunity to partner with them. So we've got a short class. It's just a two-day class lined up in which kids can experience this amazing resource that we have in the community.
Okay, very nice. And there he is. Looks like he's having a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's great. And another, again, it's always great to visit these places that are right literally in our backyard and learning a lot more about them, going with someone who kind of knows what we're looking at.
That's exactly right.
So good to know. And again, something right so close to home.
Yep, just world class.
No kidding. That's true. Very true. Next.
We had put something about Gen Cyber in here because we didn't know when we went to print whether or not we would get the grant that we have had for the past 2 years for that. And alas, we did not get the grant. So we will not have that class this summer.
Okay.
We hope that we will keep continuing to apply for the grant. And
that's how grants go.
That's how grants go.
That's too bad. But okay. So moving along, we start with the age ranges, right?
We do. And I soften my voice, Scott, as I start to think about those little 4 to 5 year olds and how fun this is. Sometimes people will ask me, well, why do you do 4 to 5 year old classes? And what we have seen with these classes is it is a great opportunity for early socialization, familiarity with the San Juan College campus, as well as a family opportunity for people. Because what we see with kids' college is one of the reasons that people love it so much and use it so regularly is that there are opportunities for multiple ages. So if you've got three kids ages 4 to 15, you can look for something that appeals to each one of them and bring them to us all at the same time. You'll have to drive across campus just a little bit to do that. But we find that families will really take advantage of that and have multiple kids in at the same time.
Sure, which is, again, a great opportunity. And again, that socialization, I think, is great for young kids, especially.
That's exactly right. We see a number of kids in that 4 to 5 range who need a little bit of kindergarten prep or wanting just to have more socialization experiences before they start kindergarten, or to kind of reinforce that. So if that kind of interaction is more challenging, you don't feel like you've taken all summer off from that. We have some classes that are specifically designed for kindergarten prep, but we have a lot that just reinforce those skills with a variety of topics to appeal to your 4 to 5 year old. So things like everyday engineering, for example, or tea time, or fairy tales and food, or music, sports, animals, oceans, dinosaurs. Who doesn't love dinosaurs?
Of course, that's true.
Barnyard. Lots of different opportunities. And a few sports things like soccer and other games. So if you want to give your child a taste of that, great exposure.
There you go. And a little dose at a time, I think, rather than a full jumping into kindergarten in the fall.
That's exactly right. Or jumping into a longer stint of lessons where you're committing to multiple weeks. You know, I know when my kids were little, I would use kids' college as an opportunity to let them sample things and see if they're interested in it before we sign up for dance lessons or before we sign up for the soccer season or something like that.
Spoken like a parent who knows.
Yes. Well, Scott, I have one parent. She's now an instructor with us. But she said to me, you know, I signed my kids up for basketball because they wanted to sign up for basketball. And she says, I felt sorry for the instructor because I knew they wouldn't like it, but they wanted to take this and they wanted to sign up for basketball. And I said, you know, well, try it out at kids' college, see what you think, and they didn't like it, and they didn't sign up for basketball. But you know,
now you know
that exactly.
And now they know, now, perhaps
exactly. And exactly.
So this is the way to do it. So okay, good to know. Next age group would be 6 to 8, then, right?
That's exactly right. And Scott, that is our most popular age. We see lots of kids with us in that age range. We try to have a mix of new classes as well as things that we know have worked in the past. So, for example, Become a Jedi is always popular. I think that one always fills, and we've been known to add extra classes when it's been full and we can make another one work. Beginning Ukulele was great last year. On YouTube, find Ukulele Hits.
Okay.
It's a great instrument.
Little 6 to 8 year old ukulele players.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun. Last year.
But it's BYOU, bring your own ukulele.
That's exactly
right.
All right.
Good to know.
And we try to combine that sense of learning and fun. So, for example, we've got an outside science class, you know, learning science concepts, but you're going to do it hanging out behind the Health and Human Performance Center, and you're going to take advantage of the great laboratory of the outdoors.
Right.
On that.
Very exciting, very interesting. I'm seeing Battling Boredom with Board Games, another new class, and Fiesta, another new class.
Exactly. We put Battling Boredom with Board Games at the beginning of the summer so that you can work on those skills. So if the thought of playing Monopoly with your child draws dread and hatred on this, send them to us and we'll help them really work on the skills.
You could play one Monopoly game all summer long. I've seen that happen if you wanted to.
You possibly could. and we really want to use this class as a jumping off place. You know, it's not just send your child to play games.
No, of course.
But that you're developing strategy, working on math skills, a lot that you can learn through games.
From just a board game.
Exactly.
That's very true. What else is new this summer?
In the new category, I mentioned before, Harry Potter cooking.
Yes.
We've got a lot of art classes. We've got a summer watercolor class. We've got that summertime painting class. We've got charcoal and chalk classes. A lot of great opportunities to be creative. A slime class. How's that for something that appeals to kids? And of course, we're still working on the science behind the slime.
Right. What kid doesn't like slime? I'm just saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We've got a number of computer classes. We've been using for a number of years now a company called Black Rocket, and they do computer classes around the country. These classes cost a little more because of what's involved with them, but for 6 to 8 year olds this year, we've got a Code Explorers class.
Okay.
So if you're interested in coding, great opportunity to use a national curriculum that has been tested at hundreds of sites.
Right.
To help kids learn and help kids have a great, fun learning experience.
As if they didn't know enough about computers already to help us older folks. You're going to teach them how to code.
We're going to teach them how to code. Yep, so they can really show us up, Scott.
They can really do that. That's true. Very good. Music, of course, I know, always a big thing too, right?
We do. And I want to mention that some of what we try to do, we try to take advantage of our great resources here at San Juan College. And we also want to partner with other places on campus as appropriate. So this year for music, we've got I think it's called Music is Fun class. Here we go, over on page 22. It's ages 6 to 11. And that class is pairing with a regular San Juan College credit class. The Music for Classroom Teachers is going to get an experience of being in the classroom.
Wow, okay.
Frances Vitale teaches that regular credit class here at San Juan College, and she will guide the college students through the experience of working with Kids College students.
Okay.
So we do that on music. We have long done that on theater, and our summer theater camp has used that concept for many years, that we pair a credit class with Kids College.
Makes sense.
So excited to
win-win.
Have those. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. The college students get the experience of working with kids, and our kids get the experience of a class with people who are pretty jazzed to work on it under the guidance of an experienced instructor.
Very true. All right. Should we move to the next age group?
Well, a lot of the things that we have for 6 to 8 year olds, we also have for 9 to 11.
Okay.
So a lot of these things that I'm talking about carry over. So Shark Week is a new class.
Right.
So if that interest is a passion. I mentioned art classes. We've got a pen and ink drawing class. For 9 to 11-year-olds, we're partnering with the Master Gardeners in the community to offer a Junior Gardeners class. Super opportunity right at the beginning of the summer. And our timing on that has been a little tricky to make sure that we've got things already planted now in the beds here at San Juan College and also having things ready to go to plant in June. We wanted to get this done in as early as we possibly could.
You're kind of at the mercy of Mother Nature sometimes, too. So
that's exactly right.
But you got to plan now for a garden in the summer, that's for sure. So that's one. What else is coming up for? These are 9 to 11 grade or age classes.
We've got a number of music classes this summer. We've got a percussion fun class. So if you've got an aspiring drummer in your midst, great opportunity. A young woman who's worked with us for a couple of years named Delaney Montoya, who is studying herself to be a music teacher.
Right.
And she's going to expose people to drumming opportunities. She's also got a music appreciation class. We called it How Much Music Can There Be? You know, Scott, I am amazed and, you know, this is your business, so you know this. You know, people have exposure to music, and sometimes kids surprise me by being as amazed by Bach as they are by
rap.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was looking for an artist there, but it falls me, you know. Really learning about music all around the world and discovering the instruments that are used in different kinds of music and really upping your game in appreciating music.
Nice. All different kinds of music.
That's exactly.
That's what we're talking about, right?
Classical to pop.
There you are. See?
Yeah, they might become KSJE listeners.
And, we hope that they will because
tune into jazz.
We have a lot more than just classical and jazz here on KSJE. So
that's exactly right.
That would be great. So
maybe we can get a guest appearance here.
There you go. Or we could be a homework assignment.
There you go.
Something
hey,
like that.
That's a great idea.
Good.
Another class of taking advantage of our facilities, we've got a little take a hike class.
Okay.
So want to encourage kids to get outdoors and experience Mother Nature.
Right.
So we'll be walking around the San Juan College campus, exploring the outdoor trails, and learning how to really enrich your experience, kind of looking with a little more of a purpose as we go for a walk.
Nice. Okay. There's certainly plenty of places to do that here. Lots of trails on campus. And so this is what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Is using those things for the class.
I mentioned a lot of cooking classes.
You mentioned,
here's
yes.
a fun one, and that's street foods around the world.
Oh.
So if you like taco trucks and corn dogs, but also what kids might eat at fairs and carnivals around the planet.
Right.
So kind of a fun concept that's taught by Jessica Carlisle, who is a teacher at Farmington High School.
Okay. Very nice.
And I will do a shout out to our instructors, Scott. We have a lot of instructors who will come back year after year to be with us. Chris Christman has been teaching Become a Jedi and A Week at Hogwarts and How to Train Your Dragon for about 6 years now. And people come back year after year to take a class with him. We do have some new instructors. We look for them every year. And so grateful to have that mix of new and experienced. And a lot of our instructors are classroom teachers during the school year, and they want to come share their love for learning. I know I've got the right people when I have instructors who say to me, well, you know, in the summertime, I miss working with kids, and I want to spend some of my summer working with kids.
There you go.
You know, we know sometimes people need their whole summer off, but if you fall in that category, we'd love to see you for some weeks in the summer. Sign you up.
Sign here on the dotted line. That's true. Just a couple minutes remaining this morning, Liesl, so we want to not leave out the other age group, 12 to 15, right?
That's exactly right. We do both 12 to 15, and then we have a various ages category, too. And so that spans a lot of different things. You mentioned the board games class before. Kelly Stone is teaching that for us, and she happens to be a Monopoly collector. She has over 30 versions of Monopoly. So
I can see that because I know there's a lot of them.
For ages 12 to 15, you can join Monopoly Madness. She's also teaching a crime scene investigations, a CSI class. We had that last year. Right. It was packed full, very popular, and that was a great class last year. Look forward to offering that again.
Right.
A lot of opportunities to be active for this age as well. I haven't mentioned basketball yet. That's
right.
Always
but
a popular class for us.
Yep. Good.
And I will say that some of her classes, what we've done in the past couple of years that has worked well, some classes, you know, it doesn't work to have a class for 6 to 15-year-olds because that can be a big age range.
Sure.
Some classes that does work just fine. So Checkmate, we have long done for 6 to 15-year-olds, and the instructor will pair you with someone who works with your chess level. So you'll see some classes that might be ages 9 to 15 or 6 to 15.
Ah, right.
We're doing a musical called The Chinese Zodiac, Dragons, Pigs, and Monkeys. And this is going to be a fun-filled musical experience. There's a class in which they design a set and then a class in which they perform a musical, and that is ages 6 to 15.
Okay, very good. That sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
A couple quick other things. I haven't mentioned the climbing wall. That's always popular. Lego robotics has been popular for a number of years. Other right. computer class, we've got things that are Roblox related, and also we have a new class that is a battle royale, and make your first Fortnite style video game. So they're not playing or doing Fortnite, but they're making a game in that style.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that's all the rage now, I know, with the
it
kids
is.
These days. So
and it's not so much the it's not a first person shooter type of game. It is more of a Star Wars type of game, but it is that concept of a battle royale that they get to do.
Interesting.
Couple of classes that partner with our cosmetology department. We've got a beauty trends, and we've got a manicures and pedicures class.
Nice.
And
we're
at the end, Scott.
And that's
it? We made it all the way through. I mean,
wow.
That's
just some of the classes, of course, right?
We have 199 classes, and I'm pretty sure we did not talk about 199 classes this morning.
I don't think we did, but we talked about a lot of them,
though. We hit a lot.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, but as usual, there are many, many more than we have time to talk about on the air, but that's why you have the website.
That's exactly right.
Or the schedule. Yes.
Yep. SanJuanCollege.edu /kidscollege.
And that's where you go.
Two Ks.
Or you could call them 3-2-5-6-6-3-2-1-4. I was doing so well.
You've been doing great, Scott.
Right. But that's how you can get a hold of folks if you have more questions than we've answered this morning on the radio.
Yes.
So, perfect. Liesl, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure, Scott. Thank
always
you.
Always great to have you here. Liesl Dees from the Community Learning Center, my guest here on KSJE. And before we go, I want to share a little bit of weather information with our viewers who are watching us. And, of course, no April Fools, as I have mentioned. But if you're in Telluride this morning, you did wake up to a little coating of snow on the grounds in Telluride. This was the scene a few moments ago where it's 20 degrees in Telluride right now. And, again, the forecast calls for a partly sunny day in Telluride today with a high of about 39 there and 20 overnight. So that is the forecast for Telluride. Here in Farmington, we are expecting a partly cloudy day with a high of 57, a low of 36, cloudy and warmer tomorrow with a high of 64, and maybe some showers developing Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, some more showers with a high of 59. I'm Scott Micklin, back with more in just a moment. The time right now is 8:53. 8:58, Monday morning, April the 1st on KSJE, and it's time for our Monday Reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. He's joining us on the phone this morning. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us, and what's been going on the last week?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos.
Okay, so, well, those are two names that we would be familiar with, so
yeah. What's
going on with them?
Mark Zuckerberg is the CEO of Facebook, and he wrote an open letter to a major newspaper this past weekend with four ideas to regulate the internet, and basically advocated regulating companies like his in order to increase privacy and things of that nature.
Wow. Okay.
He's always been such a target of that.
Exactly. And I think folks were maybe surprised to hear Zuckerberg come out in defense of that or wanting to encourage that, because I think for a long time, Facebook has been against any kind of governmental regulation, right?
Right. And I think, you know, I think there's two reasons for this. I think number one, you know, he sees regulation on the horizon one way or another. So he's trying to get ahead of it. And, you know, basically the kind of proposals that these guys would put forward would be more about the company self-regulating than being obtusely regulated. But
right.
I think, you know, if you, it falls under the category, if you can't beat them, join them. And if you, you know, if you know the regulation is going to come at some point, then try to build it in such a way where it levels the playing field. Because I think the reason a lot of companies don't like to be, worry about regulation is because they worry that they're going to get regulated, but their competitors are not. And so that there's going to be an uneven playing field. But if you implement regulation, you know, properly, then everybody has to follow the same rules, then, you know, you level the playing field. And I think that may be, you know, what they're looking at now. It's like this, again, a can't beat them, join them kind of philosophy. If we're not going to be able to beat this, then we might as well get on top, get ahead of it.
Right.
Get on the bandwagon and get some control over it using our massive, you know, bully pulpit. You know, everybody knows who Mark Zuckerberg is. Everybody knows what Facebook is. So use that to your advantage.
True. And I guess, again, better do it themselves before the government does it in a way maybe they won't like. So if they can provide some proposals of what they think would work, that may be the way to go.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting. Well, Lewis, we are out of time, I'm afraid, for this week, but we'll try to catch up with you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay. Have a great week, everyone.
All right. Thank you. That's Lewis Campbell talking with me from Synergy Computer Systems in Farmington. He's with me every Monday to talk technology right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.